Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. The city of Eureka is currently in the process of cutting budgets in all departments due to a shortfall in revenues. Police and fire, the two largest departments, face rising costs in both retirement and operations. In 2010, Measure O, a 0.5% sales tax was passed by the voters to help cover expenses. The voters renewed that tax in the last election, now Measure Q, for another 5 years. According to what I've read, the sales tax generated an estimated $3.2 million annually, although I understand that the tax actually generated $4.1 million in fiscal year 2012-13. If that is the case, what is the cause of the dwindling tax dollars? Pretty simple when you stop and think a moment. Sales tax revenue is governed by the amount of sales. Sales are governed by the amount of customer income, and customer income is governed by the local economy. The local economy is governed by, you guessed it, the availability of jobs. And I don't mean government jobs. Jobs in private industry are at an all-time low in our area and will remain there as long as the so-called progressives in our area continue to practice regressive policies. Blocking any and all private industry from establishing businesses in the community will continue to keep private jobs from developing, and the tax base will continue to suffer. The idea of reverting back to the way we were years ago cannot succeed and is not realistic. Tourism leaves a certain amount of money in our area through sales tax, but that type of money is limited. A resident with a good paying job purchases items from the household such as appliances, furniture, and so forth. Presently, I am sure that the resident with a low paying job buys as little as possible in order to exist, with the hope of better times to come. The family on welfare exists on tax money already, and the homeless sure aren't able to contribute. So we are left with a dwindling handful of working citizens who pay the sales tax. Without the needed taxes, the city's infrastructure suffers. The word gets out, and then you will have a dwindling tourist industry. Who wants to visit or stay in a crumbling city? Eureka's past history, some say, has been colorful. The city has kept out people in progress for many years, starting with the Indian Massacre in Humboldt Bay, the expulsion of the Chinese, the refusal to many companies wanting to relocate in our area over the years, and the defeat of a highway bypass, which in large part was the doings of private business at that time. Now the environmentalist has taken over with much the same results of keeping people out. Oh yes, the California Coastal Commission is also doing its part. Though I am in my twilight years, as to be expected in life, Eureka should not be. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.